And now for something completely different.
Here's what's coming up this hour on Today's Experience, our DDD, Devotional Diamond of the Day, that which jumps out from Scripture, knocks me on the forehead, and says, take a look at me, knucklehead, I'm trying to get your attention. The first one is called Pursuit of Happiness. Who doesn't understand what that means? Also, we're going to look at trying this and that. It's always fun to try this and that. The only solution when we get to the solution time. And then we're going to end it all by talking about KISS.
David Spoon's life has been an experience. While growing up in a Jewish family, he made a wrong turn toward drug abuse. Then David Spoon found Jesus Christ, and his life completely changed. And the more he studied the gospel, the more he wanted to share his experiences with others. Then, after decades of ministry, David discovered a new path of service. He joined K-Praise, and this radio program began. You are about to hear the David Spoon Experience.
Welcome to the David Spoon Experience, local, national, and heavenly talk. Here's what else we're looking at. During the show, lessons for surviving, living, and prevailing. Politics, step off here, please. Entertainment and current events. Personal revelations. Spiritual observations. My life's insanities. And oy vey. So much more. Hey. Hey, hey, hey. Hey, hey, hey. We're asking you. What do you think? Give us a call at 866-577-2473. By the way, you only have 120 minutes to do that for the rest of this year. 866-K-PRAISE. Any topic is, of course, technically open for conversation, except DZ Akins, which parking lot lady stepped up to the plate, hit the ball long.
Thank you, parking lot lady.
Home run. Great job, parking lot lady. We appreciate it.
Hey, Doc, we better back up. We don't have enough road to get up to 88.
Roads? Well, we're going. We don't need roads.
It's a cross between Steve Martin, Sean Hannity, and Focus on the Family, the David Spoon Experience. Here on AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station here in San Diego, California. Going to take a short break, but you win. Here comes SRN News.
David Spoon Experience continues on AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station.
With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters in Washington. A military judge sentenced Sergeant Bo Bergdahl to a dishonorable discharge and a drop in rank to private.
Bergdahl faced life in prison, but the judge at Fort Bragg did not sentence him to any prison term. Former Army prosecutor Jeffrey Korn says the judge likely figured in that the Taliban held Bergdahl for 5 years.
That as a result of his own misconduct, he suffered significant maltreatment.
Prosecutors wanted Bergdahl to get 14 years in prison since some fellow troops were badly wounded looking for him. President Trump tweets the sentence is a complete and total disgrace after calling Bergdahl a traitor during the campaign. Bergdahl's lawyer, Eugene Fidel, says the president's again showing his disdain for basic constitutional rights.
Every American should be offended.
Sagar Meghani at the Pentagon.
This is SRN News.
AM 1210, K-Praise, the Christian station.
Do you like to see your ideas make a difference in the business world around you? Do you exhibit leadership, initiative, and innovation? Are you ready for a position that supports, mentors, and trains you even further? If this describes you, then we want to hear from you. We're Salem Media Group, and we're looking for serious individuals like you. If you're merely looking for a job, don't call. But if you're looking to build a career in the exploding arena of media and digital, a career that will reward you with excellent base pay, top-tier commissions, healthcare, vacations, and numerous other benefits, then we'd like to hear from you. Your deep understanding of the entire sales process start to finish and a good understanding of integrated multi-platform media, digital, and radio could qualify you to join our team of successful mobile, digital, and broadcast sellers here at Salem Media Group. Your ideas and passion can make a difference. Call 858-535-1210. 858-535-1210. Success lives at Salem Media Group.
An equal opportunity employer.
I am pure Burmese and strong in my own religion. I did not want to hear about Jesus, but Pastor Ruwat came and told me about him. When Da Ai Tin first heard about Jesus, her reaction was, I will never believe your God and change my religion. But Pastor Ruwat continued to visit, sharing God's word and answering her questions. At first, she rejected the message, but after 1 year, her heart softened. And then one day, she clearly knew that what Pastor Ruwat had been telling her about Jesus and salvation was true. Now she is a believer in the living God. We at Whitefields Ministry support pastors so people can hear the gospel.
This is David Spoon, and many of you are out there looking for an opportunity to advance the kingdom of God. Well, your partnership by praying and donating to Whitefields Ministry can advance the cause of Christ by starting more churches in needy communities. Visit whitefields.org or call 760-846-8610 and donate today.
Look out. Is this another real estate bubble? Hey, K-Praise friends, Sam Rasul here with Keller Williams Realty. The answer? I don't know. No one really knows. But here's what we do know. Home prices go up and home prices go down. We also know that right now, home prices are way up. This could be a great time to cash in and get top dollar for your home. If you're considering selling and want to know what your home is really worth, call me now. There's no cost or obligation. I'll come out and give you a real home pricing evaluation. You don't have to hire me. Just give me a chance to earn your business. Or maybe you know someone considering a move. Send them my way. I'm a brother in Christ, and I always donate to ministry at closing on behalf of my K-Praise clients. Call me now at 858-780-1SAM, 858-780-1SAM, or just go to thinksam.com, thinksam.com.
The David Spoon Experience continues on AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station.
Joining us here at AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station, here in San Diego, California. Our very last show at the helm, Robo Producer.
Yeah, I wasn't going to let him do a last show for one of my favorite people without me and the Knight Rider theme.
That's right. There's going to be a lot more themes and different songs that you haven't heard for a little while, because this is going to be a classic first hour and a retro second hour. Does that mean we're doing a best of? No. The second hour will be live, but we will be playing some cuts, some different things, plus reviewing some of our experiences that we've had here.
5 years.
5 years today.
Third of my radio career. It blows my mind.
It's kind of a bizarre thing to think about. I mean, really. And I'm just hoping to get through the next 2 hours without us having to use the 15-second delay, which at this point we've never had to use.
Never had to use it.
Wow. And I did get a real nice compliment from Agent Squires going, you're the only guy that knows what timing is.
You know what? He's
like
spot on.
Right? You know, it's like
I've worked with other radio hosts that have been in the business for decades, and they couldn't hit a post to save their life.
Yeah. Well, here's the deal. The fact is I actually just run out of juice, and it just so happens to be exactly at all the moments of the breaks. It makes it easier for me. All right. I want to make sure to acknowledge my two guys. One, Sam the Man Rasul. Now, look it. You can go to thinksam.com. I've told you a bazillion, trillion times. You've heard me say, send them to Sam. You've heard all of the different opportunities. 25% of your commission, Rooney, the commission Rooney he makes, will go to a ministry or church you want. That's kind of cool.
He has a new word, commission,
yeah.
Rooney.
Commission Rooney, yeah. It's kind of an L.A. mix with Latin America. So that's why I got a commission Rooney. And then it also has Mickey Rooney in it. So Mickey Rooney.
The sad thing
LA,
is, I was actually just thinking that.
No, and you just put it all together. And then the Mickey part comes a little bit from. Oh, never mind. So don't forget my good friend, Sam. Go to thinksam.com, 858-780-1SAM, 858-780-1SAM. If you are thinking real estate, you need to think Sam at thinksam.com. 25% of his commish, a Rooney, going to ministry and churches you desire. Plus, he's got that fund where if you buy or sell a house and you're working with Sam, if you need fix-up on your house, he forwards up to $1,000 for you to fix up your house. So let's say you don't have a roof and you need a roof, which is a good idea. Up to $25,000 for you to fix up the house. And then at the close of escrow, he takes the money back out, doesn't charge any interest. You can't beat that.
Nobody likes unauthorized skylights.
Yeah. Unauthorized skylights. Roofitis is what some people have. And so through Sam's program, you can fix that, then sell your house. The other thing I want to mention is my good friend Steve Wheeler, who by now has probably gotten all of his brain power back, because at this point he's talked to his wife, Coral, or she has returned. Because without her, he is lost. Something I fully understand in regards to your partner, your wife in life. And so Steve is my guy. Whitefields is the ministry I absolutely adore. They take the gospel all over the world. They help these rural pastors who get no support. It's tough enough getting people to support pastors in America. I'm not talking about just that financial element, but just that overall inspirational element, or just really helping them from supporting them in an educational pursuit element. Well, that's what Whitefields does with rural pastors that have no contact with anybody anywhere. You gotta love that. Plus, they go into these villages where there are no clean drinking water supplies, and they provide them, and they don't charge any money. And I'm encouraging you to go to whitefields.org, and I don't care if you give a penny to them. I care if you pray for Steve and Coral in the ministry, because I think prayer has got a greater value. I understand how the world works. I just serve a God who's bigger than the world. And if you want to know how it goes, Romans 15:30, join me in my struggle by praying for me, Paul said. Pray for Whitefields Ministries. You want to check them out? Whitefields.org. That's where you would go. 760-846-8610. Those are my guys. Okay. All right. Here we go. You're going to like this, but it's not like you have an option. That's all I got for you. This is called The Pursuit of Happiness, right? So The Pursuit of Happiness, I want to make sure you understand this from a governmental point of view. You ready, Robo Producer? This is going to be one you like.
Ready.
All right. Preamble to the United States Declaration of Independence, written in 1776. The preamble. We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their creator, large C, with certain unalienable rights, that are among these life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. It is an American right to pursue happiness. Did you know that? It's a right to pursue it. You know what the problem is with the extreme liberals and some of the Democrats and, quite frankly, some of the Republicans who have all lost their mind? They have forgotten how to read, because it says life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, not life, liberty, and the provisions for happiness. The government is not required to provide any happiness. It's simply required to provide the ability to pursue it. You understand that difference? I just making sure you get that. The government's job in our preamble to our declaration is life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, which does not mean they provide it. It means they enable you to pursue it.
Well, they definitely don't provide it, Dave.
They don't provide it, and quite frankly, they don't do that great a job. I hope he goes pursue it, but we'll talk about that another time. So in lieu of that, we often find ourselves, scripturally, by the way, in this place in Ecclesiastes chapter 1, verse 1 through 2. The words of the teacher, son of David, king in Jerusalem, meaningless, meaningless, says the teacher. Everything is meaningless. Everything is meaningless. I get the impression that guy feels that everything's meaningless. I don't know. Could be me. Here is another translation in the New King James for that, Ecclesiastes 1:2. Frustration, frustration. Everything is frustrating. Okay. I think a lot of people can identify with that statement, maybe a little bit more. You see, we have this right to pursue happiness, but oftentimes, instead of feeling happy, we feel kind of instead of feeling that happiness, we feel blappy with a C. Okay? So what do we do when we know we have this ability to pursue happiness and we don't find happiness? What is it that we do is we try to, get ready, here it is, make ourselves happy. That is what, no, tell me you don't do that. That is what the majority of people in this country and in every country, quite frankly, do. They try to make themselves happy. Let me tell you what happens with a husband and wife after they've been together and they don't feel like they're happy. You know what they do? You know what they do? You ready? They try scrapbooking. Because scrapbooking class, that will make us happy. Wait, let's try a cooking class, because who doesn't like to eat? Cooking class will make us happy. Hey, how about square dancing? Let's do square dancing. Honey, I'd love to learn ballet. I'd love to become a former dancer. I want to learn the salsa. These are all the things that we try to substitute in that make us happy. Now, everybody knows you can't make yourself happy. The closest you can come might be a 3D TV with 3D movies, but that's just close. It's not really happy. And we always do all these weird things. You know what we do? Don't tell me you don't do this. You know what? If I was 40 pounds lighter, I'd be happy. So I'm going to go to the gym. That will make me happy. I haven't met a lot of people that go to the gym that go there and go, I'm happy. I'm happy. I hear a lot of people going, and then wiping sweat. Here's the problem. The problem is we're trying to make ourselves happy. And if you think you're alone, our attempts to make ourselves happy always fail. But when we come back, we're going to look at the person who had the best shot at being happy. And we're going to see what happened to him. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience here on AM 1210 KPRZ, the Christian station here in San Diego, California. Short break. We'll be back.
Keep me through your grace.
Stay tuned for more of the David Spoon Experience on AM 1210 KPRZ, the Christian station.
I am Pastor Ernie Sanders, the voice of the Christian resistance.
Join the Christian resistance. Listen to What's Right, What's Left on KPRZ weeknights 10 to midnight with Radio Pastor Ernie Sanders and Double X.
Coming to you live from Independence, Ohio.
You changed our life for the better in many different ways.
Heard around the world every Monday through Friday.
Pastor Sanders is always years ahead of the rest of the media, telling you exactly what they're covering up.
This is What's Right, What's Left with Pastor Ernie Sanders.
For over four decades, Pastor Sanders has been reaching millions worldwide with his informative, powerful, truthful scripture and liberty program. Check out how to participate live, on air, at kprz.com. Meanwhile, listen pre-recorded weeknights at 10.
I am Pastor Ernie Sanders, the voice of the Christian resistance.
Join the Christian resistance. Listen to What's Right, What's Left on KPRZ weeknights 10 to midnight with Radio Pastor Ernie Sanders and Double X on AM 1210 KPRZ.
Have you seen someone who is destined to change the world? Have you looked in the mirror? San Diego Christian College will educate and inspire you through the truth of Scripture and the development of skills that will prepare you to impact the world. It sounds like a life well lived, and it can be your life if you take the right path. San Diego Christian College is here to help you become culturally and globally involved with personalized one-on-one attention in a Christ-centered, affordable, and convenient setting. You've been wanting to do something meaningful with your life. San Diego Christian College will help, from Christian ministry to business to teaching. From a bachelor's in business management to a master's in teaching and master's of science in leadership, San Diego Christian College will help you succeed with affordable and convenient classes both on campus and online. Get your degree on your schedule. San Diego Christian College in Santee near the Trolley Center and online at sdcc.edu. Truth, purpose, impact. San Diego Christian College.
Frustrated by high real estate commissions? Rex Real Estate has your back.
In fact, Rex is selling homes across Southern California for the lowest commission in the industry, saving consumers on average $25,000. Your full-service Rex team will do for you what your last agent simply couldn't. Find buyers directly. Rex uses advanced digital marketing tactics and artificial intelligence to attract hundreds of qualified buyers for each home the moment it goes live. Even more, your home is still featured on top real estate websites like Zillow and Trulia. To see if you qualify, call 619-762-4REX, 619-762-4739. Here's an actual Rex seller with more.
During my research, I looked into several brokerages, but when I read the fine print, I realized that nobody could deliver what Rex can.
Call 619-762-4REX, 619-762-4739. CALBRE license 01976010.
Local, national, and heavenly talk. This is the David Spoon Experience on AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station.
Welcome back. That's right. Thank you for joining us here. AM 1210.
Smooth sounds of David Spoon.
Oh, yeah. Soft sounds. Just the soft sounds from the Christian station. Here in San Diego.
I hope you got more. We got 2 hours of this piano music, Dave.
California. All you gotta do to talk jazz is to talk slow.
Just like this.
Yeah. All right. That was an excellent intro. Good job, Robo Producer. I want to say Ohio State Ron has made a correction in something I said. He is correct. Not entirely correct, but mostly correct.
That's
and I will give him credit.
Thing he's correct for once in a great while.
Yeah. I gave the preamble to the Declaration of Independence and said it was the preamble to the Constitution. There is, in fact, a preamble to the Constitution. It's we, the people who have decided to create a more perfect union. That's the preamble for the Constitution. My fault. I should have said that the one I gave was for the Declaration of Independence. Does it matter, people? Does it matter? You have the right to pursue happiness. The government is not there to provide happiness.
Nor do they.
Nor do they. Nor is that worth. But I will give Ohio State Ron the prop simply for two reasons. One, because he tested me this morning and proved that Cleveland was actually in Russia. We got that from a dossier
that does not
from the Democratic
me.
Party. Yep, we got that. So we know that's a fact. Must be true. I heard it on radio. All right, let's just get to our next thing. Don't forget KPRZ.com. That's the website. Don't forget the app, which is absolutely free on Android and iPhone and a Vizzy phone. Robo Producer's like, what? That's the one that's in your hand. Just look at it. You see right through the Invizzy phone. But it's free, so that part's good. Here is the other thing to remember. If you get a hankering for the David Spoon Experience, and by hankering, I mean hankering, you can always go to davidspoon.com. And listen, we're going to keep the pods up for at least 5 years.
Wow. Can't get rid of them that easily.
That's right. I have a feeling.
And if people are interested, the final show will be up today. So people can,
wow,
if they missed any part of the final broadcast, go up there and listen to that and share it and all that good stuff.
There you go. All right. So we've been talking about making ourselves happy. And the idea that that doesn't work out very good in spite of the square dancing classes that we might want to take. That does not seem to work out really good. So I want to look at somebody who really understands the concept of spending effort and making oneself happy, and that would be Solomon in Ecclesiastes. Let's look at what he has done. Ecclesiastes 1:12-14. I, the teacher, was king over Israel and Jerusalem. I applied my mind to study and to explore by wisdom all that is done under the heavens. What a heavy burden God has laid on mankind. I've seen all the things that are done under the sun, and they are meaningless. A chasing after the wind. You know that pursuit of knowledge and wisdom that you think is going to be the solution to all your problems? You're wrong. I'm in the middle of a master's in theological study. I'm doing really well. I can promise you it is not the core of my happiness. nor will be attaining a degree. You can have so many degrees, they call you Dr. Fahrenheit. It's not going to make you happy. Well, what about some other things? Because, you know, this is America. Celebrate good times. Come on. You know, it's America, right? Ecclesiastes 2, 1 through 3. I said to myself, come now, I will test you with pleasure to find out what is good. But this also proved to be meaningless. Laughter, I said, is madness. And what pleasure does pleasure accomplish? I tried cheering myself with wine and embracing folly, my mind still guiding me with wisdom. I wanted to see what was good for people to do under the heavens during the first few days of their lives. You know what he's talking about? He's talking about partying. Solomon's like, remember, you have to remember Solomon. He was rich. He was loaded. He was the wealthiest man around. He had plenty of do-re-mi. He was smarter than anybody. Didn't make him happy. So he decided, I'm going to party hardy marty. And then he found out that didn't make him happy. Because you want to know what? Partying, well, that sounds really good. But you know what? There's always the day after. And that's not so good. So then he thought, well, I want to try some other stuff. Listen to this other stuff he tried. I undertook great projects. I built houses for myself. I planted vineyards. I made gardens and parks and planted all kinds of fruit trees. I made reservoirs of water groves and flourishing trees. This dude was a builder. He built houses. He built vineyards. He built parks. He was building everything. Wow, how fantastic. Guess what he said? Didn't work. Now, you know, if me and my wife, we just build this dream house of ours, everything will be fantastic. No, it won't. Sorry. Okay, Dave, then I've got the solution. This is the one thing that'll make me happy. Nobody can take it away from me. Listen to this. And this is what Solomon said. I bought male and female slaves and had other slaves who were born in my house. I also owned more herds and flocks than anyone in Jerusalem. I amassed silver and gold for myself, the treasures of kings and provinces. I acquired male and female singers and a harem as well, the delights of a man's heart. I became greater by far than anyone in Jerusalem before me. In all this, my wisdom stayed with me. Guess how many things he just listed? He talked about control with slavery, wealth with silver, entertainment with singers, sex with his harem, and he was in control of all this stuff and he had superiority. He thought control will make me happy. That didn't make him happy. He thought money will make me happy. That didn't make him happy. He thought entertainment will make me happy. That didn't make him happy. He thought sex will make me happy. Surely that's what everybody believes. Every guy and every gal is like, if we had a great sex life, it's like that old joke. How many times do you have sex a week? The wife says, we have sex all the time, 3 times a week. And they say to the husband, how many times do you have sex a week? And he goes, we never have sex 3 times a week. See if you can figure that joke out. See, one says all the time, one says, okay. Just got to be a little smarter, folks. So control, wealth, entertainment, sex, superiority, control. Well, these things make me happy, right? Wrong. It's wrong. You see, I understand. It's just wrong. You're wrong. It won't. Oh, you can pursue them all you want. Congratulations in the pursuit. You're going to cry when you're done. Ecclesiastes 2, 10 through 11, I denied myself nothing my eyes desired. I refused my heart no pleasure. My heart took delight in all my labor, and this was the reward for all my toil. And yet, when I surveyed all that my hands had done and what I had toiled to achieve, everything was meaningless. A chasing after the wind, nothing was gained under the sun. Oh my gosh, here's a guy that is loaded, and he goes through the knowledge and wisdom. If I just get school smarts, I'll be smart. If I just get life smarts, I'll be smart. That didn't work. He tried partying, drink the wine, chug. That didn't work. He tried control. He tried human ownership. He tried wealth. He tried entertainment. Men and women singers, that's entertainment. He tried sex, and he didn't try a little sex. He tried a lot of sex. Between wives and concubines, he had 1,000 women. That's 3 a day. That guy, he was either in great shape or just had big houses for other people. The other part of it is superiority. Like, he was in control. He was running things. And he goes to all that stuff. And he looks at everything. And he goes, yeah, this is not working. And that is what God has been trying to tell us for a long time. Yeah, all that stuff you're trying doesn't work. What do you mean it doesn't work, God? You're going to find out it doesn't work. I'm telling you ahead of time. Good. Waste your time. Figure it out. So then what does work? Aha! Aha! When we come back, we'll talk about what does work. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience here on AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station here in San Diego, California. Short break. We'll be back.
More local, national, and heavenly talk on the David Spoon Experience. AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station.
Join the new and improved K-Praise fan club.
Subscribe to receive daily devotionals. Be the first to know about crazy price mall deals. Receive exclusive invitations to free movie screenings. Sign up for your chance to win free new books from your favorite authors. And get first bids on contests to win cool stuff like free passes to community events, gift cards to local restaurants, and much more.
Subscribe to become a member today by visiting kprz.com or download the KPRZ mobile app to tap the app and receive new and improved K-Praise Fan Club benefits and exclusive mobile app contests.
It's easy to subscribe, too. No need to create a new password with hundreds of special characters, a number, and a capital letter. You can subscribe using your social media profiles. It's that easy.
Join the new and improved K-Praise Fan Club.
Learn more by visiting kprz.com or download the KPRZ mobile app to tap the app to receive the new and improved K-Praise Fan Club benefits and exclusive mobile app contests.
San Diegans should not allow anyone to go hungry during the holidays. Hi, I'm Donnie D of the San Diego Rescue Mission. For just $2.05, we can set another place at our table and serve a delicious home-cooked Thanksgiving meal. $41 provides 20 meals. This is a real, tangible way to show God's love. We don't stop there. All year round, we welcome everyone with nowhere else to go and give them resources they need. Each month, we serve almost 45,000 meals to homeless and hungry men, women, seniors, and children. This all happens because local businesses, churches, and people like you sit down and prayerfully consider what you can do to make a real difference. Please give today so the most vulnerable of our community can have a hot meal and a safe place to stay this holiday season. It all starts with you and your $2.05 gift to sponsor a warm holiday meal.
Log on now, sdrescue.org, or call 619-819-1888. That's 619-819-1888.
From all of us at the San Diego Rescue Mission, happy Thanksgiving and God bless you.
Come and hear Greg Laurie in Oceanside.
The church is a place that says to anyone, you can believe and become a part of the family of God.
Pastor Greg Laurie is coming to Oceanside for a special event on Sunday, November 5th. Join him at 12 noon for the kickoff of Life Point Church, led by his friend and fellow pastor, Mark Finnegan.
Join Pastor Greg Laurie and me on Sunday, November 5th, as he gives a special message to help launch Life Point Church in Oceanside. Bring your Bible, bring an open heart, and bring your family and friends, and let's see what the Lord will do.
Hear a special message by Pastor Greg Laurie at the inaugural Sunday service of Life Point Church.
We all have a part to play.
Don't miss this special event at the new Life Point Church in Oceanside, pastored by Mark Finnegan. Greg Laurie is the special guest Sunday, November 5th at 12 noon. For more details, visit lifepoint.city, not .com, lifepoint.city.
The David Spoon Experience continues on AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station.
For joining us here at AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station here in San Diego, California. Robo producer back in the saddle again, who just hit himself in the nose with the microphone. He thinks I don't see y'all. I saw that.
Dave sees everything.
All right. Great job. Hey, if you want to reach the show, David Spoon at KPRZ.com is the email.
You want to call? This is your last chance.
This is the last chance. 866-KPRZ, 866-577-2473. Again, shout out to Parking Lot Lady, who gave us a wonderful gift.
Fabulous
which we
gift
used
to the show.
Today. My wife and I went out, and we had a wonderful lunch. A corned beef, my friend.
And you are going to have to roll us both out of here by the end of the day.
Then we got back and they had a little cake and it's like, bah. And then we got here this morning, they had bagels. Bah. It's like, if
dinner not required.
Yeah, if they did this every day, I wouldn't have to worry about being fat. I'd have to worry about being extra fat because it's just
yeah, but it was so good, Dave.
It was really good. I got to say, it was fantastic. All right. So we've been talking about the pursuit of happiness. By the way, that email, I must tell you, is only good for so long because I think at 5 o'clock they shut it off. So if you do want to send us something that's after five, davidspoon.com, there is a contact me page. It goes through like a little system and then it sends it to me. It might take an extra couple hours, but that's all right. All right, so we have been discussing the pursuit of happiness and understanding that in our own government structure, we have a right given to us as Americans to make a pursuit of life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, not the provision. People can just get the word provision out of there where it doesn't say that and understand it's the pursuit, which means the government is not required to make you happy. They are required to provide the opportunity for you to find that happiness. The problem with that is that you won't. I think it's cool that our government tries to do that. Other governments just try and make sure that they use you up as a resource. So I like that our government does that, that they give us the opportunity to pursue. But it doesn't matter because you'll never make it. I'm not trying to ruin your day. I'm trying to ruin your life. It's a big difference. And so we went through and looked at Solomon, and Solomon was like, he did the knowledge and wisdom thing, he did the partying, he did the, you know, build a house, personal accomplishments, he made monuments to himself, he built vineyards, he thought that was going to do it, that didn't work, he had control over people, he had wealth, he had entertainment, yes, he was a slave owner, for those who are trying to figure that out, he had entertainment, he was into sex.
Funny thing is, all these things, that's what people today think is what is going to make them, well, if you give me these things, any combination of these things, and I will be happy till the day I die.
Yeah, and that's the irony behind it. And the last thing he said, by the way, is superiority, which has a lot to do with fame and influence. It's just like, you look at all that, it's like, he said in Ecclesiastes 2, 10 and 11, waste o' time. Waste, waste, waste. So you got to think, okay, well, those are all wasty, wasty things. Then what is it that I can do to get into that process of that happiness? How do I pursue happiness? I'm allowed to pursue it, but I'm never going to find it doing these things. Well, what can you do, Dave? Well, I'm glad you asked me that. I don't really have an answer for you, but God does. Ecclesiastes chapter 2, verse 24 through 26. A person can do nothing better than to eat and drink and find satisfaction in their work. This too I see is from the hand of God. For without him, who can eat and find enjoyment? To the person who pleases him, God gives wisdom, knowledge, and happiness. You know that pursuit of happiness? You keep going. You just keep going. But you're going to find out that you'll never be in a position to attain it on your own. You think, well, that's the answer to that. And here, you think, well, one verse, Spoon, one verse. Oh, okay. Ecclesiastes chapter 3, verse 12 through 13. I know that there is nothing better for people than to be happy and do good while they live, that each of them may eat and drink and find satisfaction in their work. This is a gift from God. This is a gift from God. Do you have any ba 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 music or something like da 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 da? Or do you want to just do it yourself? Perfect. Because you and I keep thinking we're going to attain this on our own. But guess what? Happiness is a gift from God. You make your own happiness. Well, that's why your happy is crappy. That's the whole point. doesn't work. Because sin-oriented happiness or human-oriented happiness has no lasting value or feature. Uh-oh. Does that mean that we have to use the divine element to get to this? Ding, 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 ding. Winner.
Winner.
Winner, winner, winner. So what is it we need to do? Because only God can grant lasting happiness. Well, if you're going to get the solution to this, you kind of find it in the same book, because it's this author who's writing, not good, not good, not good, not good, this not good, not good, not good, only this from the gift of God, not good, not good, not good, blah, 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 not good, not good. And then at the end of the book, this is what he says. Aha, here we go. Now all has been heard. Oh, that's a very broad statement. Here is the conclusion of the matter. Well, good. That's what I want. Fear God and keep his commandments, for this is the duty of all mankind. Like, wait, no. You don't understand. I got to buy a house. Wait, no, I have to have an affair. No, wait, we have to change our sex life. No, wait, we have to go scrapbooking. Nobody's got a comment for that one, because nobody really
I have no
that.
Comment for scrapbooking day.
We got to go bowling. Okay, well, you know. We got to go here. We got to do a trip. We got to travel the world. These are the things that will make us happy. No.
We have to see the Cleveland Indians in the World Series. Sorry, Ron. No.
Yeah. That won't work. Well, they got to win even
that
anyway. But even if they didn't, it wouldn't matter. It wouldn't make you happy. No matter who wins what, it only lasts for a certain amount of time. That's the whole point. The whole point is, if you're the champions, it doesn't matter what the team is. It only lasts 365 days at best. And then it's over. But the happiness that God grants is different. So what is it that we really need to do? Well, we need to make sure that we follow the commandments, fear God. Now, is that the fear that means trembling? No. There is, in Scripture, a fear that means trembling. It's actually in the New Testament. Has to do with your soul being cast into hell. Okay? But that's not the fear we're talking about here. The reverence here for fear of God is the honor, respect, awe, and appreciation of God. The first and foremost thing you and I need to do every day that we wake up is honor, respect, appreciate, and be in awe of God. Okay. Got that. Not hard. Obey God. Everybody thinks, oh, Leviticus. No, watch this. Ready? The word obedient is to hear, and it means to do what he tells you. Dave, go to Texas. I'm going to give up radio. Go to Texas. Okay. Might be kicking and screaming, but it's obedience. Some of you are thinking you've lost your mind. Me too. But I'm doing the best I can to obey. Okay? And that's how that goes. So when is it that a Christian is really successful? Well, a Christian is really successful when they're just doing what God wants them to do. When you as a man or you as a woman are obeying, and I didn't say you as a transgender, when you as a man or you as a woman are obeying what God wants, stop trying to change creation. When you as a man or you and a woman obey what God wants, then you're a successful Christian. Well, what does he want you to do? Well, the conclusion of the matter is every day you honor, respect, appreciate, and be in awe of God, and you do what he tells you to do. And if you do that, the gift of happiness can be granted into your heart and mind, and your life will change. Because every time you try to attain it, it's like you attaining eternal life without the help of God. He's eternal, you're not. Exactly how you going to do that? He's immortal, you're mortal. How you making the switch? You got a button there? Sparky, you got a little button there? You want to turn that button on? Just says, you know, hey, you don't have a button. What you have is response to what God says. And you can use it or you're not. Only God can grant lasting happiness. Each man may eat, drink, and find satisfaction in what he does. This is a gift of God. You want to be happy? There's only one place at the center of the universe that happiness resides. It's not in the palm of your hand or mine. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience here on AM 1210 KPRZ, the Christian station here in San Diego, California. Short break. We'll be back. Don't go anywhere. My friends.
It's the one and only David Spoon Experience on AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station.
I was kind of at wit's end.
I like to go one way. He likes to go another way.
Maybe now is the time to invest in your marriage.
I thought I was doing everything that I could do.
Family Life's Weekend to Remember. Immediate practical help for today.
This conference gives you a chance to be transparent.
It sparked a habit of deeper communication in our marriage.
And hope for tomorrow.
The biggest thing is that it can bring hope in a marriage.
It touched on subjects we had not even talked about.
It's been the jumping off point for hundreds of conversations.
So get away and do something great for your marriage at Family Life's Weekend to Remember. Coming to La Jolla, November 17th.
If you really are serious about marriage, you really have to
invest.
Invest and get help. Because we all need help.
Ready to invest in your marriage? Visit weekendtoremember.com.
The investment that you make would be invaluable.
Hey, K-Praise friends, Sam Rasul here with Keller Williams Realty. No catchy radio jingle here, just me asking for the opportunity to earn your business. I've been a top-selling realtor here in San Diego for over two decades, having sold homes all over the county. I'll give 25% of my commission back to a ministry of your choice. I've already given thousands to Turning Point, San Diego Rescue Mission, and Samaritan's Purse, just to name a few. I'll even front any home fix-up costs at no charge to you. As a former Muslim and now Christian, I put God first personally and professionally. If you or someone you know is considering buying or selling a home, just meet with me. You have nothing to lose. I'll even share my testimony and give you a copy of my book. Call me now at 858-780-1SAM. That's 858-780-1SAM. Or visit me online for all your real estate needs, thinksam.com. That's thinksam.com. God bless.
HelpWantedSanDiego.com salutes the employee of the month, the one employee you can't live without. The others, let's just call them Dave.
Dave, why have you been shredding for hours?
The boss said we should cut costs, Mr. Employee of the Month.
How does this cut costs?
These are the expense reports for the whole year.
You shredded them all?
Thanks to me, our expenses this year are zero.
If you don't mind hiring Dave's, go to the national job boards. They may be free, but trust us, they'll cost you. We make it easy to post a job, and it's local, so you won't get spammed by faraway job seekers. HelpWantedSanDiego.com. Local jobs that work. HelpWantedSanDiego.com salutes the employee of the month, the one employee you can't live without. The others, let's just call them Dave.
Dave, are you stealing from the vending machine?
No, Mr. Employee of the Month.
Well, your desk is littered with, like, hundreds of snacks.
I merely exposed a loophole by reaching my arm through the flap thingy. Does that sound like stealing to you?
Yes.
Granola bar?
If you don't mind hiring Dave's, go to the national job boards. They may be free, but trust us, they'll cost you. We make it easy to post a job, and it's local, so you won't get spammed by faraway job seekers. HelpWantedSanDiego.com. Local jobs that work.
Local, national, and heavenly talk. This is the David Spoon Experience on AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station.
So I come to you, my friend, and now I'm asking you again to forgive my
sins. Welcome back. Thank you for joining us here at AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station, here in San Diego, California. Robo producer, remember this? Remember that song I was telling you about that we were discussing?
Yes, I do.
That's the song.
That's the song?
That's it right there. So that's the one my brother and I did together. All right, so we have been discussing the pursuit of happiness. Happy, happy, happy. All right. We talked about the realities that our government is there to help us pursue it, not provide it. As you read the preamble, as you understand, you know what's so amazing is that I actually had the preamble to the Declaration of Independence on one paper, and then I had the preamble to the Constitution on another paper. So Ron was, Ohio State Ron was right. I just read the wrong piece of paper, which that's never happened before. Okay, wait. All men exit here. All right, I guess that's the wrong piece of paper, too. So anyway, you get in the understanding that the pursuit of happiness is something that you want to do, but you find out quickly from Scripture that as much as a government is available to help you try to attain that, they cannot not only provide it, they really can't get you there. And here's the bad news, neither can you. If you had all the resources at your disposal on this entire planet, you would not find happiness. Because happiness is a gift from God. And as soon as you and I, wait, watch this, grow up and be a little more mature and understand what Jesus is trying to teach us, seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these other things will be added to you, then we will begin to understand a better way to live and a better way to pursue and a better way to escape from stupid earthly frustrations. Ooh, good idea. So in closing this, I don't want to go too far out. I just think the best lessons are sometimes just the simple lessons. I'm a dumb guy, so I like dumb things because dumb things help me. So when Jesus does summations, I love it because it's like I don't have to really remember all the other stuff as much as I got to remember the summary. And here's the summary. Ready? One of the teachers of the law came and heard them debating. Noticing that Jesus had given them a good answer, he asked him, of all the commandments, which is most important? The most important one, Jesus answered, is this. Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God, the Lord is one. Love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your mind, and with all your strength. The second is this. Love your neighbor as yourself. There is no commandment greater than these. Okay. So I'm trying to follow God. Yes. And I'm trying to keep it simple. Yes. And I need to be in a position where I'm walking in a sense where I every day honor, respect, appreciate, and am in awe of God. Yes. And I need to do what he tells me to do. Yes, because that's when I'm successful as a Christian. What does he tell me to do? There it is. You have to love the Lord your God with all your heart, which has to do with your feelings, with all your soul, which has to do with all of your innards, your inward you, that personality you inside, with all your mind, all your thinking between your left and right brain, your left and right ear in your brain, and all your strength, which is your physical body. That's how you got to love God, and then you love your neighbor like you love yourself. That doesn't mean that you should love yourself more than your neighbors. It's like you love your neighbor like you like yourself, which means that you have a lot of passion about you, have a little passion about others. That's all it means. And you try to make it some big complex thing, or some people are like, well, we love ourselves plenty and blah, blah, blah. Most people don't love themselves. But when you're passionate about yourself, take some of that and transfer it to other people. Okay. You mean it's not rocket science? No, it's not rocket science. Even if it was rocket science, that wouldn't make you happy. I told you my brother-in-law's a rocket scientist. I told you what he said and how everything stays in perfect rotation. It's either the 23.5 degrees that the moon is set above the earth or three gerbils in that really big wheel that just keep going. One of those two. Here's the idea. The idea is for you to understand that it's not that complex to get there. And what we do is make it more complex. Now, why do we make it more complex? Because we feel it like it needs to be. We feel like there needs to be more to it. Okay, I got this one. You do these two things, and if that doesn't work for you, you come, and I will personally give you a third commandment, okay? You love God with all your heart, soul, strength, and mind, and then love your neighbor as you love yourself. And if you're not getting closer to God and you're not finding that stretch with him, you send me out a letter and let me know. I'll give you something else to do, but not until you master those two commandments. We make it really complex. We try to fill the hole ourselves. We try to tell God how it should be, and none of that works. He comes along and says, I have a gift for you. I love you and I want to help you, but you're going to have to kind of follow my way. And we sit there and say, sure, Lord. And then we don't do it. And then we try and secure our happiness and can't figure out why we're not happy. When we do things in the Lord, they last forever. When we do things in our own strength, they can't last more than 80 or 90 years. I, not being genius, but recognizing I want the best return for the longest amount of time, want my stuff to be eternal and laying up for myself treasures in heaven. If my heart is in heaven where God is, happiness will be a reality, not a fantasy. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience here on AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station here in San Diego, California. Going to take a short break. You'll hear Marty, then we'll come back for the final hour. Don't go anywhere.
We've come a long, long way together, through the hard times and the good. I have to celebrate you, baby. I have to praise you like I should.
Local, national, and heavenly talk. This is the David Spoon Experience on AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station.